This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 175 people killed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy rainfall caused rivers to overflow and inundated villages. Reuters' Trevor Coral.
Flash floods in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo killed scores and destroyed buildings, forcing aid workers to stack mud-covered bodies on top of each other. The rainfall in South Kivu province caused rivers to overflow a day prior, inundating the villages of Bushushu and Nyamukubi. People were seen digging through the mud to recover bodies. Survivors gathered outside a wooden shed where Red Cross workers placed corpses on top of each other. Some describe unimaginable loss.
King Charles has been crowned at Westminster Abbey as tens of thousands of well-wishers poured into London to watch an important new chapter of British history.
It's a moment 7 decades in the making. Charles became heir to the British throne at the age of just 3. Now 74, his coronation marks a new chapter for an ancient institution. King Charles III and Queen Consort Camilla were taken by carriage from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey. Hundreds of thousands of people lined the route of the procession, just as they had done 8 months ago for the funeral of Charles's mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Qatar flew a relief flight into Sudan carrying about 40 tons of food and left with 150 evacuees early Saturday as fighting continued between two generals vying for power in the African nation. They did meet, or at least representatives met, for peace. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Saturday urged all armed groups in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to lay down their weapons, saying their presence was causing the humanitarian tragedies and threatening regional security. Guterres was speaking at a meeting of regional leaders in the commercial capital, Burundi, and convened to discuss the security situation in Congo, where armed groups have been blamed for violence and mass displacement of civilians. Russia's foreign ministry claimed on Saturday that Ukraine and the West are responsible for a car bombing that injured a prominent nationalist Russian writer and killed his driver. VOA's Marissa Melton with details.
Russia's state news agency TASS reported that Russian writer Zakhar Prolepin, known for his pro-war views, suffered serious leg injuries after his car exploded Saturday in the region of Nizhny Novgorod. Russian news agency RBC said Prolepin was still conscious after his car exploded. He was taken to the nearest hospital, where he was reported to be in stable condition under a medically induced coma. A suspect in the assassination attempt was arrested on Saturday. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
New York City's mayor has sparked outrage with his plan to send migrants upstate to help deal with the influx. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Mayor's office says about 60,000 asylum seekers have come to the city since last spring, and this latest plan calls for up to 300 single men to be bused on a volunteer basis to hotels in Rockland and Orange counties. The city will pay to feed them and for other necessities while they're there. Mayor Eric Adams has denounced Texas Governor Greg Abbott for sending asylum seekers to New York City without prior coordination. Rockland County Executive Ed Day calls the mayor's plan reckless and says they're looking at getting a restraining order. Julie Walker, New York.
The leaders of South Korea and Japan meeting Sunday for their second summit in less than 2 months as they push to bolster cooperation following years of fraught ties over historical issues. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is to arrive in South Korea on Sunday for a two-day visit, which reciprocates a mid-March trip to Tokyo by the South Korean President Yoon Suk Yeol. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.